So, as you know, today is a wonderful occasion. It really is a wonderful occasion. It's good because we're together. It's fantastic that we're in this beautiful place. The Lord is with us. It's also beautiful and fantastic that we are going to honor the life of John Benjamin. John died during the COVID pandemic, and we were not able to come together as we are able to come together today. We were having remote meetings. And sometimes you just need to be together and not remote. And so that's the opportunity we have today. We have an opportunity to honor the life of our brother who died. And all of us will have things that we remember. But we've asked only a few to honor his life here from the front. And so I just encourage you to capture something from what is said today and then share that with one another afterwards. Bob is going to take us through this. So Bob Bell, will you come up? Thank you.
I'm quite honored to say a few things and lead this part of our Thanksgiving about John. I first want to acknowledge a few people. Some people have stood up. It's Lucy Harmon Brown, who's a longtime friend of John Benjamin's, and Charles Cavanaugh. We had the opportunity to have lunch together before we came here. And there are others, the Balogs, and I'm sure many more who are visiting and know John. I also bring a word of greeting from Howard Davies, who is or has been an employer of many of us in our careers. He was unable to be here today, but very much wanted to be, and he sends his warm greetings and, of course, honors John. So I'll say a few words. Nadia will kindly say a few words. And then as a closing, Trevor said he was willing. We thank Trevor and Linda who've made their way across the river for us to be here for this day. Well, there's a lot to say about John. I think the biggest experience I've had of him is kindness. And for me, it was manifested by how he hosted me and many others in his home. I experienced John's house as a safe place. I was meeting a lot of people I didn't know, a lot of people who were, I would say, way above my station. And still, you know, when I would come into the house, he would take my coat, he would offer me a drink, and then he would bring me into the lounge and introduce me to people, say a little bit about them, say a little about me, always positive. And in that context, I was able to get to know some people and was able to experience John favoring us. Generosity is a bit of a hallmark of the man, in food and drink, in general favor. Some of you might not quite recognize John, but he did refreshments from time to time among us. Gray-haired fellow, a little shorter than I am, unassuming, and wanted to make sure you had coffees and teas, and sometimes would take a moment to say a few things to you by way of welcome. I think that's all I would say. I mean, there's much, much more to say, but, one other thing, I was favored to be able to host some people today for lunch, and I found myself remembering what John would do and trying to imitate it, remembering his own graciousness and trying to do like him. Nadia, if you would.
Hello, everybody. I had the privilege of being one of John's regular chums on his list of regular invitees. John had many friends, and they all experienced the same kind of warm welcome that Bob's mentioned. You know, the drink in the hand, the generosity. So I experienced, you know, many dinners, many concerts, many exhibitions, many snackettes, as John would call it, you know, before an exhibition or whatever. So John had many friends, and I'm not one of the longest standing. There's one here, at least, who knew John much longer than I did, years longer. But I'm here, obviously, because this is a community thing, and I'm in the community, and we were both in the community. But I was asking myself before I came, how well did I really know John? I knew him for years, but how well did I know him? And you can say, well, how well does anybody know anybody? We don't know anybody else, really. But John, at first, when I met him, I thought, well, he's easy. What you see is what you get with John. He's straightforward, etc. But it wasn't the case. He wasn't that easy to get to know. Why? Because he was unassuming. He didn't push himself forward onto you. He was not self-advertising. Of course, he was the center of operations at his house when he invited you, but he wasn't the center of attention. He made sure that people enjoyed themselves. He would start the conversation at dinner or whatever, and then ask a couple of questions and let the conversation take its course. He just let it happen. He didn't try to control. So he wasn't that easy to get to know because he asked more questions than he answered. And I only got to know, I think, I got to know him more and more because I decided that I had to start noticing what kind of questions he asked, because that would show, you know, what he was interested in or what was important. So sometimes I said to him, well, why do you ask that? And sometimes he would answer, sometimes. So John was discreet. He was very understanding. If I had something I needed to talk about, or I had a problem, or I wanted his opinion, some help with a difficulty, he really listened, and he offered advice, he offered comfort, and sometimes he offered correction, of course, which is very important for me. That makes him sound a bit serious, a bit like a counselor almost, but John's main mission in life was to give people enjoyment. He enjoyed life, and he wanted us to enjoy life. And for example, in my case, I did say to him that I would rather go to an arty foreign film, which I love, than the ballet, which he loved. So he took it on board. He understood, I think. And for example, one day he said to me, let's go and see da-da-da, a Saudi film in Arabic, which I knew was the last thing he wanted to do. There was a good ballet on that week. But I accepted, obviously. And we went to see it, and I know that, you know, it was tough for him. First of all, it was the hottest day of the year, and there was no aircon in the cinema, which made me suffer as well. But I loved the film. And I thought, well, John, good for you. This is an act of selfless love. And that was what John was like. Now, his modesty put him on the back row of the community when we had a meeting. He was the most unlikely to jump up and share or say anything, in fact, at the microphone. But he was the most likely to serve. As Bob said, he was on the coffees and teas for years, serving young and old. So John knew how to show Christian love in small things and in big. Really, he did. He used his talents for entertaining, for inviting people, just generosity. And he even forgave people who never remembered to thank him afterwards. Not always with ease, I have to say, but that was his ego sacrifice. So thank you, John. I thank God that I knew John. And I know he's one of the good and faithful servants that Jesus mentioned in his way. And I just hope that he's enjoying some good singing up there.
Brilliant, Ned. God, it's been a long time since I've been over here. Yeah. I'm really pleased to have this opportunity to talk about my mate John. He's a good bloke. But firstly, I feel I must say, it seems over the last few years that we've lost many mates, a few mates. Through friends. And it's tough, isn't it? It's really tough. But the truth is that those have gone on before, and they're sharing our incredible future. Our inheritance is full of the glory of Jesus, including all the rewards he's promised for eternity. I was reading that Peter's book, the first chapter there, and he described it as our inheritance, imperishable, undefiled and unfading. In our glorious future, there'll be no more death, no more crying, no more pain, but only joy and pleasure forevermore. We'll be in God's presence. The things that God's prepared in advance for those who love him is beyond our wildest imagination, beyond anything we could think about. You know, sometimes John would sign off his email something like, oodles of blessings. But one of John's last emails to me, he signed off with, may all be better. Well, I tell you, our mates who have gone before us are discovering that it's so, so much better there than it is here. Serious, that's the truth. You know, sometimes John would say they like the good things in life too much. But I assure you, John was one of the good things in life. As the others have testified, he was absolutely the most generous host imaginable. You could see the fruit of the spirits were oozing out of him. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. He always seemed to make sure that I ate more than him. He was self-controlled. He wouldn't have another bit of cheese. He had a real gift of hospitality. When you were invited to his own, it was quite unique. I'd never experienced anything like it. I'd never met anyone quite like him. And we got on, it was amazing. We're both from different sides of the street, really. What a bloke. All of a sudden, he was sort of transported into a different place, a different area, a different thing altogether. His good manners, chivalry, a time of genuine service, and so generous. It was incredible going in that place. He even had a packet of fags, you know, in a little box thing, and he, you know, so it's amazing. Well, I'm really pleased, and I think a number of us are, that he liked the good things in this world, because many of us enjoyed those good things because John shared them with us. He loved to serve. And he loved to serve, but he loved to serve the very best. Real classy stuff, you know? He didn't just have a chicken, did you? He had them funny little, what are they called? Them little fat things, you know? Is what are they called? His dinner parties will go down as one of the outstanding experiences of life in Antioch. If you managed to invite him round and he came, he'd always turn up with a little thing he'd picked up at the farmer's market. And he'd have a bottle of wine you couldn't buy in a co-op, you know. But I think one of the best gifts he had was the zest for life. He loved life. He was old, you know. He was quite old. I didn't realise he was as old as he was until he died. He was old. But he still had this grasp of life. You always felt better when you'd spent some time with John. You felt different. He made that disability of making you feel especially loved. And you felt somehow that you were being rewarded for who you were. It was an incredible gift, really. He came away from his company with hope and encouragement, and perhaps after everything, perhaps you do matter. And that's what God would say to you, each one of you. You matter. You matter to God. Sometimes we don't feel like that. We haven't made the cut. We haven't quite made it. But God says you matter, and John always made you feel like you mattered. Nicky Gumbel calls that verbal sunshine. And that was, with John, it was like sitting in the sunshine. And as Nadia said, he's an humble bloke. He's never pushy. He's a real gentleman, and he just loved people. We were in the same sharing group for a while, and it was tremendous just hearing him pray. He's prayed the most beautiful prayers. But anyway, you go on about John forever, really. But you'll be pleased to know I'm not going to, but... I must tell you something about him. A few years ago, we held an auction to raise money for my disabled grandsons. You know, Isaac and Sonny, perhaps. And that we could buy a van for them. And Isaac could go on his trip of a lifetime. So we encouraged people to bring stuff along to be auctioned. It was a good night, and people were very generous and lovely, you know. Anyway, John came, and he came with a classy bottle of wine. You know, one of them. Yeah. I don't know nothing about wine, but it was. I think it was an expensive bottle of wine. Anyway, the bidding started, and it was going bells and fours. And we discovered John was bidding. And anyway, he won. He got it. it's an incredible, staggering amount of money. And I went up to him, I said, hey, John, what's you up to? What's your game? I said, oh, what'd you do that for? And he said, I just wanted to make sure I went to a good home. Antioch has enjoyed the gift of life God gave John. We appreciate that. Thank you, Lord. And a verse comes to mind from Matthew 5. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Thank you, John. And thank you, Jesus.